Good morning to you all. It's so good to see you in the Lord's house here at Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where this phrase that is so strongly put in here by the Apostle Paul to the Thessalonian believers is given. Let no man deceive you by any means. That's a very strong statement, and it puts the emphasis upon our responsibility not to be what? Deceived, number one, and deceived by any means. Now that requires a very strong defense system. I was watching a program on Fox News the other day. We're talking about how the military has been diminished over the last 7 years and withdrawal of equipment and the reduction of the type of equipment, talking about several different types of aircraft that have just been taken off the line, not used anymore, ships being taken out, and the reduction of forces and so forth. And they were talking about, they had military leaders that were talking about, this is the wrong time for this to be happening, especially with the rise of ISIS in the world. And the reason that ISIS has risen in the world is because they see a withdrawing of America. And one of the things that they emphasize over and over again, we have to have a strong defense for the possibility of attack. Not that it's guaranteed, but the possibility. And that's the same truth that Paul is making here to the Christian. This casual nature of churchianity today, where we don't have to worry about all that stuff anymore. We can just be Christians and we'll just do our thing. Wait a minute. He says here, let no man deceive you. And then he adds another very important prepositional phrase. I've said this before, I say it. Prepositions in the Bible should not be overlooked. They're little bitty words, but they are packed with meaning. By any means. In other words, I've got to be prepared to know if it comes from this direction, I've got to be prepared. If it comes from this direction, I've got to be prepared. Now you say, well, there's no way I can do that. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. There's the secret. So I have to be on guard as a Christian. I always have to have my missile defense system up. All right? I'm going to put it in language we can all understand. We've got to have that in place so that we are not deceived by any means. Do you have your Christian spiritual missile defense system up and running this morning? Who did Paul say should be the ones on alert? The believers in Thessalonica. It was their responsibility. And so the casual aspect of churchianity today is not of God. It's of the flesh and it's of the devil. God wants us to be on alert all the time. You say, well, that's going to wear me out. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Is your God powerful enough to help you? Absolutely. The failure is always with us. We're going to look at that this morning about the good ground. The good ground. We're going to talk about the great seed. And then we're going to talk about the good ground. And we're going to find that the mistake is never with the seed. The problem is never with the seed. The problem's always the ground. And we need to be careful about our ground. We want to make sure it's good ground. And we want to make sure we defend the great seed. Amen? We've got to defend it. That means we've got to have all systems on alert. We've got to be careful. So that just makes a critical spirit. Not if you're walking with Christ. Not a critical spirit. It's just making sure that I am not deceived by any means. That's my responsibility before God. May God help us to have that kind of attitude and that kind of understanding as we walk with the Lord every day in this world by people and by the devil who want to deceive. And we've got to be all systems on go and alert all the time.